Welcome back, Survivor fans. It is episode 5 of season 24 of your favorite show, Survivor. This is Tribal Council, your weekly podcast for summary, debate, and general snarkitude. I'm Ralph.
Summary?
Summary.
Summary. Recap. I was thinking summary as in, like, wintry or autumny. It took me a second.
A high of 83 degrees today in Chicago on March 14th certainly would make you think.
That's what I thought you were alluding to. We're podcasting from the sun here, practically.
It was a day to break out the flip-flops a little early, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was definitely nice. I'm actually in shorts right now, and that's fantastic. I'm dreading tomorrow because it feels unprofessional teaching in shorts, so... Especially at a college.
I don't know. I feel like
at a college, I can kind of get away with it. I'm a TA, right?
That's what I'm saying. And at high school, you definitely can't.
Yeah.
Unless it's summer school. Then all bets are off.
Well, right, because the summer school probably doesn't pay for the air conditioning to be on.
Yeah, that can be an issue, especially in the city. So we want to begin today with some recognition. We have some really great listeners out there.
We do. A big shout-out to Pink Swirl Girl. Thank you for the review on iTunes. We don't know who you are, but we are very happy to have your review. And not just because it was a positive review. We welcome any and all feedback.
Our favorite review is the one that calls us better than nothing.
Right. Oh yeah. Well,
3 stars out of 5.
Part of that, I mean, that's kind of like the first dollar that you hang up in the store, you know? Like, that was our first review. Like, we were just happy enough to have somebody who is moved enough by our podcast to actually write something on the iTunes
page.
That's
a good point. Mediocrity would not generate such a response, but clearly
right.
Our level of polished mediocrity has caught someone's eye. So,
right.
Perhaps the blank slate was just too tempting for someone to, you know, not
right.
You know, leave their mark upon.
At least they didn't just post and say, first!
Yeah, I was thinking we could, like, involve the listeners more. We could have a forum on your server at vanby.net or develop some sort of prize that we could give away for people who email or post on our Twitter wall.
Ralph, I am a TA. I teach for another program.
Yes.
I tutor on the side. Mm-hmm. I'm coaching an Ultimate Frisbee team. I'm a full-time PhD student. I record this podcast, and I'm planning a wedding. Where do you think I have the time to moderate a forum?
So if you just put that forum up, and our listeners will weigh in with their thoughts, and you'll just keep that thing up and running and shoo away the spam, and I'm sure you can manage all of that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll squeeze that in between tutoring sessions.
So this is a Survivor podcast, and we talk about Survivor.
Usually by about the fifth minute.
This is episode 5, in which we return from the most bizarre tribal council of all time.
Indeed.
And the girls are discussing how they're going to try to remain 7 strong, which, you know, given the tease last week, we knew was not going to be an option.
I was reminded during that little talk, you know, they're chatting there in their hut, and they're like, you know, we got to go in strong, and we can beat them. Like, I was reminded of that episode, the episode of The Office, Product Recall. Do you recall this episode?
I do not recall Product Recall.
Uh-huh. Well done. In it is the episode where Andy Bernard finds out that his girlfriend, the part-time frozen yogurt chef, is actually a high school student, and they're at the high school. He's at the high school with Jim, and he says something to the effect of, you know, they're going in to talk to the principal about the paper that had the graphic watermark on it. And he says to Jim, you know, when we get in there, let's do a good job. And Jim says, did that really need to be said? And that's what I feel like encapsulates that entire conversation the girls were having. You know, just a whole bunch of, like, does this really need to be said? Like, so we're going to do well in the next competition. Are we all in agreement we're going for doing well? Is that everybody on board?
It's kind of like my beef with, you know, track coaches. Like, what do you do? Say, run faster? Just run faster.
Right, yeah. Yeah, there's, yeah, strategy is definitely a minimal part of that sport, I would say. There is some strategy, certainly. You know, certainly once you get outside probably 400 meters, you know. inside of 400 meters, it's just run as fast as you can for however long the race is.
Another reference, I was in a student production, 13 Carnival, for you, Chris.
Oh, right.
And it's student run, so all the directions come from other students, and we did the scene, and the feedback, the direction I was given was, do that scene again, just be better. So, you know, again, like, things that don't need to be said, I get it. You know, obviously, this is just, they needed some sort of interlude to put between the beginning of the episode and the reward challenge, and this is what they came up with.
Yeah, in their defense, I do kind of wonder, like, is this just sort of what comes of the boredom of being out there? You know, you don't have a TV, you don't have, anything else to do. You don't have ping pong out there. You don't have anything to distract you but, to lay on the beach and groom each other's pits.
That's an image.
That's from the Boston Rob season.
Yeah.
With nothing going on, like, you end up having these conversations where you kind of all just say stuff that nobody really ever needed to say, I guess.
You know what we should do, Chris? We should talk about Survivor more on our podcast. I think that would be good advice.
We're 6 minutes in, and I think we've got a solid 45 to 50 seconds worth of material so far.
Let's fast forward, only slightly. Jeff brings the tribes in, and they are told to drop their buffs, and there will be a random draw for tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like this as much as the intrigue of the pick your teammates portion of the game.
You mean like when he randomly picks two people to be captains, right, and then they do this opposites back and forth pick thing?
But it's great because they pick, and then the person they pick picks next. So
The daisy chain is good. That way, that way, no one person is bearing the burden of social politics.
That's true, and they can't all just point the finger and be like, well, you picked the team. Well, no, I picked one player, and then they picked another player. So,
yeah.
But
did,
the way
did they have
flipped,
separate bowls for those eggs so that the guys
so
all got...
So it would be 4 and 3 and 4 and 3, yes.
They did. Oh, okay. I wasn't certain if they were intentionally split up that way or if it was just 7 random eggs in each bowl.
It maximizes the opportunity for flip-floppery because then you have only a 1-person edge on each side. You can end up with a swing, which we, got a glimpse of.
Right.
And
meanwhile,
so that's
Colton and the guys are looking like fools because had they not traded their immunity last week, or not traded, I make it sound like they got something for it, given away their immunity last week.
Are you telling me that they went ahead, they had something valuable, and they gave it away for nothing? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's pretty much what I'm saying.
That's...
And had they not done that, they would have been guaranteed, basically, to have the numbers in both tribes.
It depends on how they split it.
No. Because it would have been 8 and 6, and they would have gone 3 and 4 in each one. 3 girls and 4 guys in each tribe.
But at that point, maybe they do the draw differently. You know? It is up to the producers to kind of play things a little by ear. So, maybe at that point, all they wanted was to have,4...
They were just waiting for balanced tribes to do the split.
Or
shuffle, I should say.
Right. Or they just were okay with the way things were going to break out this way. They just didn't,
Yeah.
I don't know. The split is interesting. You have on the former Solani? New Solani? On New Solani.
I don't even know which is which, and I don't care. I got new names.
Blue. You have Blue. You have Blue, which is...
the Greek gods team, right?
The Greek god team of Mike... Mike J. Troy, Sabrina, Kat, Kim, and Chelsea.
Yeah.
The 4 girls were originally in an alliance, and the 3 of them, Kim, Chelsea, and Saab, were the controlling members of that group.
Right. Saab?
Sabrina. That's they call her Saab.
Do they really? I hadn't picked up on that.
And the Colton's misfits, Colton, Leaf, Jonas, Tarzan, Alicia, Christina, Monica.
Yep.
And Jeff tells them they're playing for not just food reward, but everything at camp.
Yeah.
Shelter. Tarps.
Multiple tarps.
Chickens.
Yep. Fishing gear. Although, did he say later on there would be fishing gear left at the other camp as well or something like that?
Yes. There's an idol also hanging out at the other camp, at the original camp still. Which makes you wonder...
Only briefly.
Well, It did occur to me before this episode that it was amazing that we hadn't heard from that other idol.
Yeah. I think, and I'm getting ahead, but in honor of the immunity challenge that is to come here in the episode, I think the names of these teams should be the Globetrotters and the Generals.
Wow. You think it's going to be that much of a walk each week?
Well, I mean, you saw it coming this week, and, it certainly happened.
It was a completely physical challenge, and it tilted that way. So I have to think Survivor producers are going to have to be a little more balanced in their approach if they're going to avoid having the walk that we've seen in other seasons.
Yeah, although, I mean, I don't...
We probably have three more episodes before Emerge anyways.
Yes, although I don't... I mean, there's nobody on the other tribe... On the Washington Generals, that's of particular nimbleness or mental acuity that sticks out to me. You know, like it's not like I don't know. I just don't think.
Maybe Bill was the puzzle guy. Wasn't Bill doing all their puzzles before?
Yeah, Bill was their puzzle guy. You know, the Kim and Chelsea at least seem like the sharpest. And Sabrina, she seemed like the sharpest tacks from the women. Maybe Christina, I don't know.
Monica was sharp, but she's gone.
Right, Monica was sharp, but she's gone.
Did we just get ahead of ourselves?
We have a tendency to do that, I hear. I don't know. So yeah, I mean, I think at best there are challenges that are an even playing field up ahead. You know, unless there's a challenge that's like, you know, hold your own weight and stuff, where then the Globetrotters have much more weight to hold.
We haven't seen one of those yet this year, so I feel like we should be heading for that.
But even those end up being sort of a wash anyway, because you're trading weight for strength, though, so, you know, six of one, half a dozen of the other.
So we fast forward to the New Monono, which is Colton's group.
The Misfits.
The Misfits, going back to camp. And I don't know, it struck me how close Colton and Christina seemed to be. Like, they were very, like, buddy-buddy. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah. You mean, like, in the sort of, like, when the new tribes were drawn up and just hugging her and
right.
stuff like that?
And
yeah.
Even when they got back to camp, it seemed like they were definitely in together.
Yeah.
And Colton claims he's just playing the girls for information, which would be shocking to me. I figured he would be one to be excited to finally team with some women.
Yeah, but I think his MO right now is, you know, generally speaking, I'm not gonna be liked automatically here, so I need to stick with people who I can best manipulate, and he's clearly demonstrated and convinced himself that he can manipulate the guys, so it's in his best interest to stick with them, whereas the girls, he doesn't know if he can manipulate them yet.
Tarzan is clueless. Agreed?
Wow, he is off in another world.
Let me just list real quick. We have Tarzan, who's again on another planet. Yes, Jonas, who admitted to being his
Colton's
female
bitch.
Dog. Hey, remember we're a clean podcast, Chris. Clean and
you
fun.
You can say bitch. You can say bitch on TV, can't you? That's clean enough. We're TVMA.
I want people to be able to turn this on, you know, with the kids around. It's all right.
I don't think we're going to get an explicit rating just for our B.
I don't know. You can play that card. And then the final one is Leaf, who feels like he still has to earn trust in some way by, you know, riding Colton's coattails. So he certainly won't rock any boats.
Right, right.
So he, you know, you're right. He's got these three guys on lockdown. So why would he turn on that
mm-hmm.
when he's got three, you know, that he can manipulate. You're exactly right, and I didn't see that angle of it. And you flash over to the other tribe, and it's like, you know, again, like this windfall has arrived, gigantic crabs, multiple chickens,
right?
that they immediately cook up.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, this couldn't be...
marinating it in peanut butter and jelly.
Right, it couldn't be more indicative of the difference between these two tribes. That, like, everything just breaks their way, and nothing breaks the other tribe's way. I mean, even when they think they trapped that chicken, and then the chicken, inside of 5 seconds, breaks out of the little box. I mean, that was just priceless.
It's like, all right, the producers successfully managed to get one chicken over to the other side. They release one over by the Misfits, and of course they catch it, but can't keep it. This is perfect.
Right. Oh, I guess we should have checked to make sure that box actually had five sides. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, right.
Oh, man.
All right, so Colton claims that he wants to cut heads of snakes. He says that he did it to Matt, and that he did it to Bill, and now he plans to do it to Monica.
I don't know that Bill was much of a snake, but sure.
Right, and I don't know
Matt,
that Monica...
Yes. Matt, I'll give
Matt
him full credit.
Legitimately,
for it.
Right. Bill was just... He literally said, this guy annoys me, so I want him gone. And Monica...
And you know what? I think he deserves some credit on Matt, because... Well, I guess it sort of is a push. He deserves some credit on Matt, because I feel like, if I recall correctly, he was wanting Bill in that vote, and other people were pushing for Matt, and he was... Colton was wise enough to realize that that was a situation that he couldn't really force people's hand on. You know, if for no other reason than because they, you know, they had reached critical mass and heard each other say Matt's name, and so they all knew that they could get Matt out just with their own numbers, and so he knew not to push his luck with them. So, you know, as hateable as Colton is and as blatant as Colton seems to be about everything, it seems like he's hip enough to what he's doing and how what he's doing is being perceived that he may be able to ride this Russell seed that he's planting in everybody for a while.
We've been accused of being Survivor scum lovers before.
It's true, and I don't love Colton.
I will not defend him. No. I will say, ultimately, I think he's going to be bad for us in that he will sniff out the game players and leave us with kind of a lifeless bunch of Tarzans and Jonases who will not stir any pots.
If Colton makes it to the end, I mean, I, at this point, you know, obviously not knowing what happens during the remaining 10 episodes, if Colton makes it to the end, I kind of feel like, you know, Colton's going to be the person I would vote for just because odds are he's there with, like you said, you know, Tarzan
and Jonas types.
He'll
be there of his own making. He'll be there of his own making.
He'll be there of his own making, and the other two people who will be there will not have been, you know, strategic players. They'll have been, you know, people who came along for the ride, which it seems like Jonas is very happy to do. And you know, maybe that's going to be his game. And you know, I identified a shark to put myself in his wake so I wouldn't get noticed. And you know, as much as I hate that plan, you know, it does work.
You just want to see people get their comeuppance, you know? And it would just be nice if someone would rise up. And my hopes are with Kim and Sabrina at this point.
Why didn't we want to see Russell get his comeuppance? Is it because in Russell's first season he went into the merge down, outnumbered literally 2-1, and he managed to pull it off? He was the one engineering it all?
It was doing the undoable,
right?
You know, winning without numbers, which,
and then on top of it, like, I guess, and that was the other thing, I guess, is that the entire jury was bitter towards him, which made no sense because they had no reason to be bitter towards him because he was a known adversary.
They had no reason to reward the stupid girl that they gave the money to,
right? Yeah. So. And they had no reason to believe he was going to be, you know, show any allegiance to them, you know. He was known to be their adversary, and he just bested them, and they couldn't respect that.
Right.
Yeah.
That is why we.
I guess that's why we hold him in such a
up with Russell.
Yeah. Because ultimately, what Colton's doing and what Russell did at the beginning of that season is not terribly different. I would say that, you know, the only thing that I would really question about Russell's play was when he started burning socks. You know, the emptying water cans, that I don't care about. Burning someone's socks, that was kind of over the line, if you ask me. But it's really just one sort of action that I don't feel is, like, you know, indicative of a personality trait, whereas Colton, with his, like, complete uppityness, you know, that is, like, despicable and is a clear personality trait as opposed to just, like, you know, one action he took, you know?
Yeah, just mostly the hypocrisy that he lives in is tough for me.
Right, right, exactly.
And my politically, you know, blue tendencies, you know, doesn't help either.
Right.
All right. So we get to the... Oh, do we need to talk more about Kim's immunity idol?
I mean, I thought it was very wise of her to, you know, that she wised up and realized, A, that there should be another idol back there, and B, where it ought to be. You know, it should be over where the guys' camp was, seeing as Sabrina found the other idol in the girls' camp, but it was for the guys. You know, she used some good deductive reasoning, came up with, you know, an idea of where it ought to be, and found it. And I think it's, you know, I think it's in good hands. It's in better hands than the other idol was with Sabrina, I think.
And she doesn't have to give it away because it was the one meant for the girls in the guys' side.
Right. I assume so. You know, they may have, you know, what they may have done is they may have taken the note off of it or something like that. Because at the point she finds it, you know.
It's like she can go over to the other camp.
She can't go over to the other camp. And
we haven't talked about that either. The fact that they're not one world anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Did they change the name of the season?
They've not. It just Jeff was using a lot of "you're building a new world."
Survivor, separate but equal worlds, or something.
The Survivor colonial imperialism. Survivor determinism.
Haves and have-nots. Oh wait, we did that season already. That was a colossal flop.
Oh, wait, Survivor Have and Have Nots?
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the name of the season, but they tried that at the beginning, where, like, there was a much more luxurious camp, and then, like, a crap camp, and the winner of the reward challenge each week got to take over, or stay, depending on where you were already, at the posh digs, and the losing team had to go to the cruddy digs. Or maybe it might have been just that was the reward for the first challenge or something like that. And there was for the first reward challenge. And one team won like a completely constructed hut, and the other team got,
What have we gained from the one world setup? What have we gained? And what will we miss?
What did we gain? We gained a mild amount of cross-pollination in the tribes. You know, that these people actually know who each other is, you know, beyond, you know, the person I competed against in a few challenges.
And I think we saw that when Troy and Jay were teaming up with Kim, to where she built this, like, backup plan.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we would have had that without the one world.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't have happened as quickly without one world. Obvious. I mean, Colton's rise to power is 100% born out of the one world thing. You know, he has that. The only reason he feels as comfortable as he does to make the moves that he's making is because he has that idol in his pocket. If he didn't have that, he would be dropping a deuce in his pants. You know, like he would have been so nervous the last three episodes because he would have been certain he was the one going home.
No, I don't disagree with that at all, and I think. If Sabrina had to choose a guy just, you know, based on trying to make an ally, I don't think she would have chosen the effeminate guy who can't do a challenge as her teammate, you know, without knowledge of what he's about.
Oh, right. Yeah, you mean like if she had to find a way to give it to him at a challenge? Or...
Well, if the rule was you have to give this to a member of the opposite tribe, and she's just looking for an ally without knowing the team first, I don't think that's her first choice.
Right. Why did she choose Colton anyway? Was it just simply because he had bonded with them the most?
That, and he was the outcast, and he was the one that would most likely to flip if there had been any kind of merge.
I guess, yeah.
At the point in the game at which she had to do it.
Right. Yeah, she didn't... That was the thing that kind of stunk, is that she found it so quickly that, you know, she had so little information to go on. You know, if she finds that idol 3 days later, she probably doesn't give it to Colton, because by then they were annoyed with him. You know, they were sick of him and wondering why the heck he kept coming over to their camp.
Here's the big question. Do you need to see more of One World? Pre-merge, living together.
Yeah, I kind of like it a little bit. You know,
I think it has enough. I think it has enough to merit another, at least another season.
You know, oh yeah, I mean, I would actually say that I would like to see it extended in this season instead. You know, that give it. You know, I think the only reason they've done it now is to help the viewers. You know, this way, you know, when you see people at camp, you are looking at people, you are watching people who are of the same tribe. You know,
well, that was why you had to make it guys, girls.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Since they shuffled the tribes, now they wanted to split the tribes up so that viewers wouldn't have to be confused about who's with what tribe when you see them anymore. You'll know if you're looking at people at camp, they're on the same tribe. So I understand why they didn't do it, but I think, you know, I think it would have been interesting to let it ride out a little more, you know, because you'd see some more, especially with the shuffle. That's the thing where it could get really interesting, because you have these alliances that actually have been built in the 2 weeks that they've been out there.
Yeah.
And now you might actually see tribes try to exert influence on each other as they're heading into tribal council.
Right.
Especially
so like the dominant,
as you get close to the merge.
Like members of the dominant alliance of each group comes over and then like, well, if you take out this person, I'll take out this person.
Right, exactly. And then you know, and as you're getting closer to the merge, that becomes even more important. So that would have been interesting to see. Maybe we will see it. Maybe they'll put them back in one world again. No more Bizarro.
If none else, then the merge.
Right, of course.
Yeah. So the immunity challenge was a walk. Leaf really had a rough one.
but you gotta give the guy credit though. I mean, the
yeah,
guy
no,
hustled.
He fought, but it was not his challenge.
And Colton put on a pretty solid performance, too.
The water was up to his waist, you know. Height was needed to get that ball into the hoop.
Right.
You know? Like, it was just not built for him. And Colton tried hard, and Monica was MVP, and other than Mike, obviously, but...
Right. Well, and Colton even, I mean, he exhibited some intelligent play there just by, I believe, when he was guarding the goal, you know, he sprinted out to the ball and he was doing the high step in to get his legs out of the water so he could move faster, you know. I was actually kind of surprised at how, I mean, Mike made the first basket easily, but during that second point, like, Mike was decidedly bad at that.
Yeah, he had a lot of, you know, he had a.
I suppose he did have a lot of
around his legs.
Well, it was. I mean, that reminded me of like I felt like I was watching a golfer, you know, swat away gnats before he teed off or something. You know, like
it was comical how he swatted people away. It really was.
It was very amusing. And,
he did to Christina, and you're just like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he chucked her. He chucked Leaf. It was very. Globetrotters versus Generals.
Yeah. There was definitely an inevitability to all of it, just like a Globetrotters game.
Yes.
So we come back to camp, and Colton's working both sides. He's got one side believing he's going to take out Monica. He's got another side believing that they're going to take out Tarzan.
They're following him like a fiddle.
And he ropes in Alicia. But Alicia's always had it out for girls who were
not... No love for the mixed metaphor?
Playing him like a roping him in.
We had the reappearance of the mixed metaphor. I don't remember if it was last week or 2 weeks ago when it was like there were like nine of them in the episode, but today Colton dropped the mixed metaphor. They're following me like a fiddle.
Is it like, you know, make like a drum and leaf?
Like sort of. Things? Yeah, that's a mixed metaphor. Are you asking me what a mixed metaphor is?
No, but I'm saying like you know those. Stupid punchlines like, you know, instead of make like a drum and beat it, make like a
right,
drum.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Make like a drum and get out of here.
Right, yeah. I'm sorry, I missed the mixed metaphor reference. You know, let's be frank, not the strongest episode of Survivor we've seen this season.
This is why I'm turning to mixed metaphors for material here.
Not by a mile. So at what point did the decision come down that, like, it's definitely going to be Monica? Like, Was there ever a moment where they're on the fence about whether it's going to be Tarzan or Monica?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, because Colton has been running it all, and he's the irony is that he's convinced that what you would think that with the one world he actually would be fairly plugged in, but he's not, because he's talking about how Monica is the one he has to get rid of, because if they make it to emerge, Monica is going to be most likely to have allies on the other tribe. When the person he needs to be most worried about from the girls is the one he's not talking about. It's Alicia. Alicia is the one who's in that alliance over there. And by the way, of the three girls, I would argue offers the least value in challenges as well.
Yeah, we've not seen a whole lot out of her.
No.
Not much. So what's the plan from here on for him? Just to the Christina next, obviously.
Christina next. Then he has his pick, and then he's in such power that he has his pick there. I mean, the thing that I would do, if I were on that tribe, I would be making my decisions based on one thing and one thing only, and that's the assumption that the other tribe is going to survive in its entirety to the merge. That's what I'm going to operate on. I'm going to assume that 7 of the 10 people at the merge are those 7 people over on the Harlem Globetrotters, and what do I need to do to make sure that A, I'm one of the 3 that arrives from this tribe, and B, that the other 2 from this tribe play in my favor somehow when we get to a merge situation.
So,
and, you know.
So, okay, so then in that case, that means he's voting off 3 more. If we're assuming a merge at 10, and that's not even a safe assumption, they could merge at 12.
They could, especially if they get worried about, you know, about
balance.
Demolition of the Misfit tribe.
Right.
I think, you know, the good news for Alicia is that if she can hang around to the merge, under that assumption that the entire tribe survives, she's still got 5 girls at the merge, including herself.
Because
there's 4 girls
the 5
on the
of that alliance?
The 5 from the original girls tribe.
Okay, but what does that do against the 7 other men?
No. I'm assuming we're going to a 10-person merge.
Ah.
Like, if she can survive that long, you know, she will be one of 5 girls. Mm. I think she's also the most likely of those. But the thing she's got to consider is she's also the most likely of those girls to get turned on by the other girls because of the fact that she was apart from the other 4 the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, this tribal shuffle heavily, heavily, heavily benefits. Is it Solani? Is that what they're really called?
Mm-hmm.
The Globetrotters?
Yeah.
Heavily favors all of them. I think the person who got the biggest bump out of this was Mike. Gained the most.
My goodness.
Out of this entire thing. Because he, A, ends up on a tribe where he's going to be valued. Granted, he's on a tribe where it's 4 girls, 3 guys. But they're so the favorite to win every challenge that he doesn't have to worry about that much. He also has bonded right away with Chelsea in that tribe. I think it was Chelsea, right? He was talking with somebody.
He was out in the water with Kat.
No. Before that, he was having conversations with. It was either Chelsea or Kim. And they seemed to bond quickly. It must have been
Mike
Chelsea.
Doesn't strike me as bright enough to like. Try to ally with the smart girl.
Well,
I could totally see Mike going for the dumb cat instead of like the smarter women on that.
Well,
tribe.
Yeah. And
that would
then,
be a totally Mike thing to do.
And then the ones that this hurt the most were Alicia. I would say, because she was in the power. You know, she was on the good side of the alliance in the women's tribe, and now, you know, is on the short side of the numbers where they're getting voted off.
Do you think Troy improved just by virtue of being on the stronger team?
A little bit. I mean, everybody on that tribe gained, on the Globetrotters gained out of, gained from that shuffle. With the exception of maybe Sabrina, Chelsea, and Kim, who, you know, they didn't lose anything either. They just remained where they, you know, I think they basically went from in a good position to in a good position.
I think they're going to benefit, again, just from being on a team that's not... We don't project to visit Tribal Council at all.
Right. That's true, yes. Yeah, so Troy Zan gained a little bit. Jay gained a little bit. Mike gained a ton. I think Tarzan lost a bit there, because I think he's on the shakiest ground. Mm-hmm. Leaf, I think Leaf may have actually gained a little bit. I mean, only marginally so, but because he's on a tribe where his gender is in control, and he's got Tarzan around him to make Leaf look like, you know, yeah, I might accidentally say something, but I'll, you know, I'm not an idiot and I can remember people's names and who to vote for, you know. I'm not like, I mean, Colton was treating Tarzan like he's an Alzheimer's patient.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
And to be fair, Tarzan sort of acts like he is sometimes.
I liked to. I enjoyed his little code language that he had going with Jeff.
Yeah, I know. The game is afoot. The game is afoot. All that.
Well, and he dropped his assertiveness to a different lodestar.
Right.
A lodestar.
I don't even know what to do with that.
I don't know what to do with that either. Is it two words?
Well, the funny thing was is when he was having the conversation with Colton, where Colton was being completely belittling about, like, Monica, remember, it's Monica, Monica, Monica. And there was a moment where Tarzan looked like he was about to get real sarcastic with him, like, and pretend that he was forgetting who it was, and then said, oh, wait, who is it?
But then he momentarily actually forgot.
But then it looked like, wait a minute, no, he's not being sarcastic. He really is having trouble remembering the name Monica, even though Colton said it, like, a half a second ago. I mean, this is impressive, to say the least.
Aphasia
is a
real thing. Like, people have problems connecting, you know.
So what is aphasia? Is this all one word? Like, the A is the beginning of the word?
Yes. Okay. Aphasia is like...
It's not like
No, it's aphasia. Not, it's not article A, aphasia.
Yes.
No, aphasia is... it's like a disconnect in the brain.
Oh, okay.
And in him, it's a disconnect between the verbal, the oral, the verbal word and the person.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can have...
Well, is it similar to... I think it's called Propophasia? Propodysphasia? Something like that?
I don't know.
Our boy Matt has that. Mills? Yeah, I botched the name somehow. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's face blindness. Like, he can't remember faces very well.
Yeah, that's a type of aphasia. It's just disconnects within the brain where it, like, I've read books, but it's been a while.
Okay.
But like the Oliver Sacks, the man who mistook his wife for a hat, like all those stories, like, just really fascinating, you know, mental disconnects that create interesting connections. Like, there's the people who cross over and, like, they see a color and it conjures a smell in their brain instead of the color, or numbers have a flavor, or things like that.
Interesting.
Where there's just cross connections in the brain.
Like, there's some synapse that just accidentally got double wired,
right,
or something?
Right, yeah. Like, instead of seeing a number and conjuring a value, like, their brain conjures a different sensory thing, and it's thought that a lot of geniuses are actually have that condition, which allows them to see things differently. I don't know.
It's easy to remember things because you have these extra associations and mnemonics that are already built into your head.
It's just a brain wired a different way that's able to do things that other brains can't. Like, that's really what we're talking about here.
Okay.
All right. What's left?
I'm not quite sure. Sorry, I lost my notes here.
I don't know that there is. That's why I bring it up.
I don't think there's much. I mean, it drives me nuts how much the Washington Generals are letting Colton just walk all over them when a number of them seem to be aware, like, they're very aware that they're being manipulated by him, but they're like, whatever, okay. You know, Jonas is completely okay with it. Alicia has her, like, radar go off for about 2 seconds and then just bites on whatever Colton tells her. I mean, to be fair, you know, he is telling her the truth, but there's nothing to say that she's not the third one gone. And in fact, I would argue that it's very likely she's the third one gone from that tribe.
Yeah.
Just because Colton's got a band of idiots that's going to follow him, so, you know, why mess with what's working for him, you know?
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think we've seen enough idiots hang around long enough that some people that go into the game get into this role where they're like, well, I'm in this role, so I might as well just ride it, mm-hmm. you know, and why should I take the burden of having to make decisions when someone will do it for me and tell me what to do?
Yeah.
And it's pathetic.
You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the person that comes along that, like, can run, like puppet masters the whole thing without being, like...
The face.
The face.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to someone
Brenda, who Brenda had some of that. Brenda was able to...
Yeah, she did.
Was able to manipulate without looking so out front.
Yeah.
And her refusal to scramble was conceited.
Yeah, exactly. It was
at
best. Yeah.
and completely misinformed at worst. So
yeah,
you know, there was a lot going into that, and I would love to see a return in a all stars, not in a her versus amateurs affair.
I wonder if one thing occurred to me. Do you suppose Tarzan asked to see the other votes a few episodes ago, like? To make sure that he didn't write down a wrong name, like, I didn't see my vote yet, Jeff. I want to make sure I actually voted for the guy I think I voted for. You know? Like, is that why he asked?
You're so hung up on this.
It's just hilarious. It's absolutely
You think it's hilarious.
I mean...
I don't find it as hilarious. I gotta be real with you.
I'm half expecting one of these weeks to see Tarzan vote for Jeff.
Jeff,
you know?
Yes. That would be good. Probst.
Yes, that would be fantastic. That would be so awesome.
Or to just, like, write pink bikini or, you know, little guy.
Yeah. That'd be funny. Oh,
the gay one.
Tribal was insanely weak. I mean, the entire episode was pretty weak.
Let's not belabor it.
Yeah, we won't.
All right. Chris, tell them about our online presence.
You can find us at... on Twitter, at Tribal Podcast. That's our handle on Twitter. And you can email us. The email address is podcast@tc.vanb.net. And if you didn't already know, you can download episodes and get hooked into our RSS feed at the web address tc.vanb.net.
Thank you. I know in your free time, all the free time you have this week, you'll work on getting our Tumblr, Pinterest, LinkedIn presence going so that all avenues of social medias have been explored.
Yeah, I'll get us on StumbleUpon.
Who knows, man? It could. It,
you know, did you want our MySpace address? I have a Friendster page started too.
Friendster is just the best punchline. What are we doing on Alta Vista? Are we supposed to have any presence on Alta Vista? All right.
I got us an excite.com webpage.
Let's hope for a better run at this next week, and thanks again for sticking with us, and we'll see you next time.